Then he rolled a stone against the entrance of the tomb. I wonder what Joseph of Arimathea was thinking as he rolled that stone and departed the cemetery that Good Friday. Surely he would have thought that the day had been anything but good. But the evangelist goes out of his way to tell us that Joseph was himself awaiting the kingdom of God. That's a very succinct way of saying that Joseph trusted that God is in charge, that God has in mind what is best. And perhaps that's what he was reminding himself on that fateful day. As we hear the Passion of our Lord today and begin Holy Week, we too are invited to await the kingdom of God. We too are invited to place our trust in God's providence, which is his care for us personally. Jesus would not have done what he did if he didn't care for us. He would have suffered and died for you if you had been the only person alive, so that you could be reconciled to God the Father, so that you could become his son or daughter and live a life of grace on this earth and live for eternity in heaven with him. He would have accepted the cross just for you. As Joseph leaves the cemetery, we could say that he's holding his breath. He's waiting for God to act. There are probably situations in each of our lives in which we are holding our breath and waiting for God to act. But the drama of this holiest week of the year reminds us that just like Good Friday, there comes an Easter morning. From the darkness of this world's suffering comes the light of God's love and his faithfulness. I invite you to walk with Jesus during this week, to make this week different than the other 51 weeks of the year. Let's make prayer a priority this week. Make fasting a priority, perhaps from food, but maybe also from the phone, or from social media, or from the games that we enjoy. Make worship a priority. I invite you to join us on Holy Thursday and Good Friday, and then on Easter, to walk with the Lord through his passion and death, so to arrive at the resurrection. After Mass today, we're offering an opportunity for anyone who would like to receive prayer for their intentions. There are various stations in the church where you will find parishioners who are willing to pray with you after Mass. In the front of church, near the statue of St. Joseph, in the baptistry, and also in the rear by the back confessional. You're welcome to pray with them, or simply to be open and receive the prayers that are offered for your intentions. May we too await the kingdom of God, and trust that God is always faithful to his promises, and that he can make whatever appears bad turn out for good, just as he did on that Friday many centuries ago.